I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the David Owsley Museum of Art's Native American Gallery sits a toy ball from the Inuit culture. Made around 1890 in northern Canada, this ball is just over 4 by 5 inches, slightly bigger than a softball. It is made from seal skin, a material that was readily available to the indigenous people in the Arctic region. Along with the thick stitching that holds the hide together, there are many handcrafted patterns like flowers, suns, and other geometric shapes stitched onto the hide. It has a light tan color in some places, while other parts, including the creases made by the needlework and some of the applied decorative elements, are deep brown. This ball has a rough surface. It is lumpy and irregularly shaped, mainly due to the feathers used to stuff it. It is likely this ball was crafted by women of the Inuit culture, since women saw this type of needle and hide work as a religious practice. Inuit women stretched, softened, and dyed the hide themselves to make many things, such as fur-lined clothing to protect the people against the bitter Arctic winds. The toy ball demonstrates the careful attention to design and the delicate craftsmanship for which this culture is known. We'd like to thank Ball State student Hannah Donaldson for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.